On the 1st of December, that's when the elves arrive. They come from the North Pole, leaving on the 28th of November. Some via the Polar Express, and the late ones who are allowed to leave it to the last minute arrive via the NPO1 portal on the 30th at 11:59. There is a strict order and procedure that elves must follow. It may look fancy and whimsical, but the head elf, the Jolly One, takes it very seriously. All elves must attend training, structured learning that can last, if sections do not need repeating, 25 years. One elf took a whopping 67 years to complete their training. It is an accredited programme and a specific curriculum. You could be forgiven for thinking that there are a set number of elves as the child grows up. No longer requires their services, they move on to another younger child. This is true in some cases, but doesn't take into consideration the ever-growing human population, so there is always a requirement for new recruits and also an incredibly long waiting list to join the programme. The curriculum starts with an induction that lasts 12 months. This includes orienteering and acclimatising, as it is the North Pole. Most elves live in spring and autumn climates, and the sub-zero temperatures take a few months to adjust. Once this section is completed, they move on to Workshop 101. Here they spend a further 10 years making toys, something you would expect of a polar elf. It's worth noting that some never leave this stage, not because they aren't good enough, it's quite the opposite. Being too good and valuable, they stay at the toy workshop indefinitely. There has not been a recorded case of an elf not enjoying this section or anyone wanting to leave if they were asked to stay. Then comes 10 years of child support. Here they learn mischief and entertainment. Sounds like a lot of fun, and something that is quite easy to do, but not so. They have to learn 25 different ways per year of the duration they spend with the child to cause as much havoc as they can. It is a fine art. With some families, an elf can spend as much as 15 years with them. That's 375 episodes of elf carnage. When put into this context, you realise how much work goes into being an elf at this time of the year. The last 5 to 10 odd years of training are spent on learning travel, navigating the polar portal. I suppose the easiest way to explain it would be to liken them to wormholes. The polar portals are extremely complex and involved. They go everywhere on the planet. You can arrive anywhere at a moment's notice from anywhere. Each portal has a waiting room and a notice board with departures and arrivals, a ticket collector and a refreshment kiosk. This is very difficult to learn and is often the hardest section of the training. You remember I mentioned an elf that took 67 years to complete their training? Well, they spent 46 years learning the portal system. Not to say they have diminished intelligence, they are now the most knowledgeable authority on the system. They know the most about it and how it works, and also how to find lost elves. And yes, that happens more frequently than you would imagine. Portals open and close at specific times according to the different time zones. There wouldn't be much point in an elf trying to get to New Zealand via the Iberian portal at midnight, for example. The time zones make it very difficult, and all of the hard work they do leads up to the stable doors opening on December 24th at 9 a.m. There are 10 stable elves who prepare the sleigh for its epic journey. The sleigh is the most amazing piece of folklore engineering. It is, in itself, its own portal. It exists outside of time, not the time that you know. It rides the magic, that's magic with a J and a K, of the portal system. And once engaged, time slows down for the head elf and his companions who are riding and delivering. Now you know the secret of how it can be done in one night. We don't mind you knowing, mainly because either you won't understand it or you won't believe it. Most adults forget and are consumed with the stress the festival brings. Now, all that sounds exciting, and it is, but there is a flaw. There has to be, as we know, perfection isn't possible. One elf thought they could learn the portal system in 3 years. Well, it's not that they thought they could in such a short period of time, but more likely they didn't try to learn all of it and the pitfalls. He would chance his luck, get the wrong ticket and appear in places he didn't need to be. He once appeared in Mecca during Ramadan. It wasn't an international incident. but his services were not required there, and he was politely sent on his way. Another time he appeared in Mumbai and had a similar response and outcome. The head elf was not so jolly at this point, and realised that his mischief was more on the menacing side. This came to a head on the 21st of June. He appeared in a child's bedroom in Salz in the Black Forest in Germany. Not really a place you want to arrive as an elf uninvited. I'll spell it out. Midsummer, the summer solstice, an elf arrives to what appears to be out of nowhere in a place where the vast majority of fairy tales originate about this kind of thing, with an awful ending for the related children. It gave the impression of a gross miscalculation on the elf's part. He wanted to arrive in Rapa Nui. Why, which was not clear either. There was no attempt on the elf's part to make an apology, and it's almost as if it was done on purpose. The local elf council held a meeting, petitioned the head elf to do something about it. The offending one was caught by the portal expert and dragged back to the pole. It was decided that he was too much of a risk and was exiled to Svalbard, the Norwegian territory, just inside the Arctic Circle, where he has been for the last 50 odd years. Until now.